Breakfast with Grossi. It's Highway Number One here on Kix, taken from the album Songs from Highway One, which is Adam Harvey's brand new album out today. Let's say good morning, Adam. How are you, mate?
G'day, Crossy. G'day to all your listeners. Yeah, I'm really good, mate. Really good. Looking forward to getting back on tour. And I thought I was excited about going on tour again, but my wife is over the moon. She cannot wait to get rid of me.
I imagine there is a bit of that, isn't there?
You know, I've followed her around the house for the last 12 months like a bad smell, and she's already got my suitcase packed and everything ready to go.
It's, this has been the longest time you've been at home for probably your entire marriage.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're so used to just always travelling, always being on the go and driving across the country doing shows and flying in and out of airports. And then all of a sudden it came to a grinding halt, and it was a bit of a shock to the system.
Does your wife, and obviously, I know you've got older kids now, but do they get the chance to go out on the road with you very often?
Yeah, they have. They have done over the years. They're 18 and 19 now, my two kids, so the last thing in the world they want to do is go anywhere with their dad, heaven forbid. You know, they'd rather have root canal treatment at the dentist than be stuck with me on the road listening to the old man sing country music. But over the years, mate, yeah, they've done lots and lots of travelling with me, so we've been really lucky. You know, seen all of Australia and pretty much all of the world, you know, and it's all thanks to music.
Yeah. Now, this album, Songs from Highway One, was this supposed to come out last year?
Yeah, 12 months ago. I recorded this album, and it's the whole theme of the album is travelling, driving right around Australia, you know, whether it's in the caravan, camper van, or whatever, motorhome. And, I came up with this album all about travelling right across the country and how amazing it is and exciting. And then, of course, the government said no one is allowed to travel anywhere. So I thought, well, it's pretty bloody pointless releasing this album when that's the one thing no one's allowed to do. So we put it on the shelf, and it's good to finally dust the cobwebs of it 12 months later and release it, mate.
Yeah, imagine so. And you are heading out on the road. I've looked at the tour dates. Are the tour dates all locked in place, or are there more to be added at this point?
Yeah, they keep adding them, you know, as different things happen. And, you know, like recently in Victoria, we've had to cancel a few dates that we were supposed to do down there in March. So we tack them onto the end of the year. Basically, we go right through to November, mate, so it's going to keep us busy. I think, I don't know, we head up your way. I know we're playing in April. We're out there at Highfields Tavern, I think in Toowoomba and Ipswich, but then I think we get up to you or your home base up there at Bundaberg, I think towards the middle of the year.
You also had a show at Tamworth, which was your 30-year show, which I'm sure was probably imagined to be a bit bigger at some point when you're thinking about it. What was that like, to do a show at Tamworth but not quite exactly as a part of a Tamworth festival?
Yeah, it was strange. It's like drinking non-alcoholic beer, you know. It's the beer you have when you're not having a beer. So we had the festival you have when you're not having a festival. And very unusual. But the locals really supported the few shows that were on. We did a little show there, and quite bizarre to sing in front of a room full of people wearing masks. That was strange, but great that they went ahead and had the Country Music Awards. I think that was really important. And next year will be the 50th year of the Tamworth Country Music Festival, so I think that one's going to be a whopper.
How's it feel to know that you've been over half of them since Tamworth has started? I mean, I'm not trying to make you feel old here.
I was just going to say I'll be on a walking frame soon, the way I'm going. I think I'll start to, as you get older, you learn to appreciate it even more, mate. You know, the fact that I've been able to do what I love for a living for, 20-odd years and been to all those festivals and travelled all around the country, you know. There's not many people get to do what they love for a living. And, there's plenty of people that have come and gone in the music game, and they might stick around for a year or two and then sort of disappear off the radar. So, you know, when you look back at that, you think, Jesus, how lucky am I? I've been able to stick at this for 20, 25 years. It's very, I guess, humbling, you know.
What do you put it down to? I mean, lots of people try the music, want to do music, and, you know, sometimes, I mean, we've seen them, you know, someone comes out with a great couple of songs and all of a sudden you don't hear from them again. What do you put it down to that, you know, you've been around for 20 plus 30 years?
Oh, mate, I think it's timing. Timing's got a lot to do with it. I sort of came through through the ranks with, there was a bunch of us came through at the same time, Dick Cole and myself and Adam Brand, and there was a few of us. And so things, I think it was a lot easier to sort of get a crack at it, you know, 20-odd years ago. Mate, we're just lucky because, you know, if the country music fans and the listeners like what you do, they're a pretty loyal bunch, you know, they tend to stick with you right throughout your career. So I think that certainly helps a lot.
And one question before I let you go, and we kind of mentioned them there, your Adam Brands, Lee Kernighans, people like that, they've certainly very much embraced that modern country sound, whereas someone like a Troy Cassidaly has very much stayed in the traditional vein. Is that something where you just feel comfortable, that kind of traditional sounding country?
Yeah, I do, mate. Yeah, I like the more traditional country sound. It's sort of what I grew up with, and it was that sound that sort of made me fall in love with country music. So I think the beauty of country music, though, is that the umbrella is very, very big, you know. It's country music. There's so many different styles and sounds, and I think that's a really good thing. So there's something for everyone, and, you know, whether you're into your bro country or you're into your classic country, I mean, other people, you know, they're bush ballads, they love those. Other people love the real hard rock, country rock stuff. So there's something for everyone, mate, and I think it's important that we don't all try and be the same.
Excellent, mate. Well, good luck with the album. I hope to see you soon, and I'm sure I will, on your Highway 1 tour. And until we catch up next time, take care of yourself.
Good on you, Crossy. Take care, my friend.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.